Judges chapter 14. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. And he came up, and told his father and his mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines, now therefore get her for me to be my wife. Then his father and his mother said to him, Is there not a woman among the daughters of your brothers, or among all my people, that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, Get her for me, because she pleases me well. But his father and his mother did not know that it was of the Lord, Jehovah, that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Because at that time the Philistines ruled over Israel. Then Samson went down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord, Jehovah, came mightily upon him, and he tore him, the lion, as he would have torn a kid goat. And he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down, and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the dead body of the lion. And there was a swarm of bees and honey in the dead body of the lion. And he took of it in his hands, and went on eating, and came to his father and mother, and he gave it to them, and they ate it. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the dead body of the lion. So his father went down to the woman. And Samson made there a feast. Because so he young men used to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said to them, I will now put forth a riddle to you. If you can certainly declare it to me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of clothes. But if you cannot declare it to me, then you shall give me 30 sheets and 30 change of clothes. And they said to him, Put forth your riddle, that we may hear it. And he said to them, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that they said to Samson's wife, Entice your husband, that he may declare to us the riddle, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us to take what we have? Is it not so? And Samson's wife wept before him, and said, You hate me, and do not love me. You have put forth a riddle to the children of my people, and have not told it to me. And he said to her, Indeed, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it to you? And she wept before him the 7 days, while their feast lasted. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that he told her, because she pressured him greatly. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said to him on the 7th day before the sun went down, What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon, and killed 30 of their men, and took their spoil, and gave change of clothes to those who expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend.